creative journey. It's easy to get lost, but don't worry, you'll lift off. Sometimes you just need a creative pep talk.
Hey, you're listening to the Creative Pep Talk Podcast. I am your host, Andy J. Pizza, and it is incredibly easy to get lost on the creative journey. This show exists to help you get back on the path to reaching your creative potential. Being lost sucks. I get lost all the time in real life. You take three steps one way, you second guess yourself, you take a couple steps a different way, but ultimately, you can't keep going because there's this little voice in your head that's whispering, just give up. You don't know if you're getting closer or further away from where you actually want to be. And if this isn't like an actual picture of what it looks like to be creative, I don't know what is, because you start one project, you give it up, you do it again, and ultimately you end up no further than where you started. And this can go on for years. It's happened to me. As an absent-minded creative type myself, I get lost all the time in real life and in my creative journey. The cocktail of ADHD and curiosity means that not getting lost isn't really in the cards for me. And I think as creators, I don't actually feel like never getting lost is a great goal in the first place. Creativity is at its essence about exploration and going off map, so to speak. You're gonna get lost, it's part of it, but you can get really good at getting unlost quickly. Mastering the art of finding your way back to your creative path is what I think reaching your potential is really all about, and that's what this show is all about. Most weeks on the show, I will bring you a solo cast of sorts with lessons that I'm learning about getting unlost, and we will find that little mall map, you are here marker on your creative map, and realign you back to your creative mission. Some weeks we have guests and we will deconstruct their creative journeys and see what tools and tricks we can take from those. We have guests like visual artist Lisa Congdon and YouTuber Frannard, poets like Morgan Harper Nichols, actors like Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Abby Jacobson, ceramicists like Lolly Lolly Ceramics, aka Lily Stamps, and even Grammy Award-winning musicians like producer slash solo artist Ross Dam, formerly of Vampire Weekend. In my time personally as an illustrator and a storyteller, I've been obsessed with collecting ideas that help me continually move forward. These ideas and lessons that I've collected over time have helped me publish 5 picture books, illustrate for clients like the New York Times, Apple, and Lego, and even speak all over the country to teams at Warby Parker, Starbucks, and Sesame Street. If you are looking for a good place to dive into the Creative Pep Talk podcast, I recommend checking out episode 349. It's Creative Pep Talk's 10 Rules of a Thriving Creative Practice. These are core ideas that we explore over and over and over from a bunch of different angles, and it will give you a real taste of what this podcast is all about. Hope you make Creative Pep Talk a weekly part of your creative journey so that week in and week out, whether you're lost or right on the heels of your creative breakthrough, you can do whatever it takes to stay creatively pepped up.